your savings? Well, you know why we have this motto. We buy in bulk at the lowest possible price, and we pass the savings on to you. We've bought loads of Samsung appliances all at huge savings. These Samsung appliances are at prices so low, we can't even advertise them. And on top of the lowest price, receive cash rebates on select Samsung purchases. Check out the look of this line at any of our six showrooms and online at theappliancediscounters.com.
This is Larry Connors, and I think I drove by your house the other day. It looks great, but I noticed you might have some shingles missing and maybe some other roof damage. Take a moment to call my friend, John Beal, 1-800-NEW-ROOF. Take care of it before everyone else starts calling, before the thunderstorms start pounding us. That way, next time I drive by, I won't have to worry. I'll know your home is protected. John Beal, 1-800-NEW-ROOF. 1-800-NEW-ROOF.
Go from tank to tankless. Make the right play by choosing Rinnai tankless water heaters. Get yourself out of hot water at home by choosing the best water heater solution available. Why don't you tell us about the last time you were in hot water with your significant other? Visit GetHotWater.com to submit your story for a chance to be part of our weekly giveaway for football tickets. The grand prize winner will have a chance to win a pair of playoff tickets or a Rinnai water heater. Visit Rinnai.us for more information about their innovative products. Terms and conditions apply. Must be 18 years or older to enter. Weapon data rates may apply.
For a limited time in 7-Eleven, when you get a big gulp for 79 cents, you'll get a free Red Box movie rental. All supplies last, subject to additional terms. Charges apply for additional nights.
Elton John and Tim Rice's Aida closes the Muni's Unforgettable 2016 season. August 8th through the 14th, presented by Edward Jones. Tickets available now at Muni.org or at the Muni box office.
The Muni in Forest Park.
For a limited time at 7-Eleven, when you get a big gulp for 79 cents, you'll get a free Red Box movie rental. All supplies last, subject to additional terms. Charges apply for additional nights.
Monday. Monday means Jose Hernandez. It means this is your opportunity to ask him how much longer you can play Pokemon Go or whatever that stupid thing is without getting shot or killing yourself or something. We've already had a couple of bad incidents with that. I don't play that. I like games, but I'm not playing that thing. But if you have a question, maybe it's about a TV that you own or that you're thinking about buying. Maybe it's a tablet. Maybe it's your phone or the phone you're thinking about getting. Should I get a bigger screen phone or should I get a smaller phone? Will the big ones be too big for my pocket? Will I look like a dork if I carry my phone in a holster? By the way, the answer is yes, probably, to that one. He's here for you. He's going to do a little monologue. You need to remember that he's brought to you by Window World, the number one selling replacement window in the United States. And the original $189 window, Window World. Here are the phone numbers, 314-969-KTRS. That is 969-5877 or 888-550-KTRS. Or for most cell phones, star KTRS. Please call with your tech questions. Here is Jose Hernandez.
Hey, everybody.
Hey, Jose.
How are you, Jose?
I'm excellent, Frank. How are you?
I'm having a fantastic day today.
Good.
Feel pretty good. Got a fresh stock of Hubba Bubba.
And thank you very much.
Now, I gave you a little strip of my Hubba Bubba bubblegum tape. I'm really into that big time. Probably going to lose all my teeth, but boy, does it taste good. What do you have? Does anybody have a question for Jose? Pokemon Go continues to be, I will tell you, I don't even really know anything about it, but I keep hearing it in the news, and some guy got shot.
Yeah.
Because he was lured into somewhere.
The Pokemon show up virtually in the landscape around you on your phone, and the closer you get.
Who determines where they are?
The software determines itself.
Okay, but could a hacker get in and lead you to somewhere dangerous?
It's possible. Certain states are now banning people who are on the registered sex offender list.
Okay.
From playing Pokemon because they're worried about them running into children who are out playing it.
Makes sense.
The company, the director of consumer marketing, J.C. Smith, has said that there are several locations who are being removed from the Pokemon Stop in the software, not creating Pokemon. So the Hiroshima Peace Memorial Park in Japan, the Arlington National Cemetery in Washington, D.C., and the U.S. Holocaust Museum have been removed from the Pokemon gameplay area. Also, utility companies and other areas that have like high electricity or dangerous places where people are showing up. When it launched in Bosnia, there was a warning on the screen that said, don't follow Pokemon into the minefields.
That's a good idea.
And Iran, a month and 2 days later, Iran becomes the first country to ban Pokemon Go outright.
I will have to say, for as weak as I am and as susceptible to addicting things, I'm kind of off the game thing. Angry Birds, that was a long time ago. I'm currently not involved in any game.
Do you still have Black?
I will never get rid of Black. I actually played Black a few weeks ago. It was the first time in about several months. And my goodness, it was like rediscovering it again. For those cathartic. Who don't know what that is, that was a PlayStation, the original PlayStation, I
PlayStation
believe.
2.
Okay, but that was a PlayStation 2 game. It's just called Black. It's a Black Ops shooter game. And I have still never found anything that would get me to spend the hundreds of hours that I have spent on Black. And I'll still continue to play it, but no, I've never...
Well, that one and the other one was Red Redemption.
Red Redemption. It was a Western, I believe. Yeah, that was a good one. You guys have anything? No question?
No.
All right, it's all yours, Jose.
July 29th, Microsoft Windows 10 upgrade for free ended. Psych, not really. Seems Microsoft would like to have more people install Windows 10. Seems they sell advertising in it, and the more installed users they have, the higher price they can charge for advertising. So if you would still like to get Windows 10 for free, they're going to let you have it if you are a user of their accessibilities, like the magnifying glass or the speech-to-text conversion. So if you head over to the Microsoft Accessibility website, you can download the program.
You said if you head over.
Or hood.
Yeah, I don't know if you realize. Here's the deal. We will edit that out.
Thank you.
Edit that out, Peon.
All right.
And we'll pick up.
Maybe that's technical talk.
When I say 3, 2, 1, you just go, if you'll head over. We'll pick it up there. 3, 2, 1.
If you'll just head over to the Microsoft Accessibility website, download the program listed in their upgrade page, you can install Windows 10.
Now, see, they'll never hear what you did before.
That's fabulous. Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Windows hasn't announced when they're going to end this service, and I don't suspect it'll happen anytime soon, but they have said that they will make a public announcement prior to the ending of the free upgrade for accessibility users for Windows 10. Okay. And then last but not least, Hulu has eliminated their free service. You can no longer get free Hulu. They're going to a paid subscription. However, they've made...
And there's always a however in life.
They've made a deal with Yahoo, and Yahoo will carry the free content that Hulu used to carry.
Okay. You want some calls?
Please.
Because they're stacking up. We will start with Mark. Mark, say hello to Jose Hernandez.
Hello, Jose.
Hello, Mark.
I have a question about Netflix. We have subscription to Netflix, but we're getting ready to cut our ties with Dish Satellite. And currently, we can access Netflix from there on a TV that's not a smart TV. Is there a way of getting Netflix on there?
Use the laptop.
So is that the only route to take to get Netflix on a non-smart TV?
No. I mean, if I can,
please.
If you have, I believe, PlayStation 2 or 3 or Xbox, don't they allow you to access? And I think there are also some DVD players that have it built in.
It comes
up on the menu.
Yeah, I had a DVD player that.
We have Netflix one, and it wasn't. It's like a $50 DVD player, and Mark on the menu where it goes DVD menu play title of it. There's Netflix
or Google Chrome, I believe. Also, yeah.
Chromecast will do it.
Chromecast,
well.
Yeah.
Okay, and then you just put that onto the TV, and then you can run it from there. Then
correct.
Right. All right.
Thank you for listening. We appreciate it.
Although he might want to consider getting a new television, getting a 4K, the prices are coming down.
My next one is going to be a 4K smart because I had a new TV for probably 5 years. John, it's your turn. Say hi to Jose.
Yes, sir. Hello, Jose.
Hello, John.
I told Dangerous Dan I was going to be as quick as I can. About a year ago, I had to get a smartphone for a new job. In January, I was stuck in the hospital for 2 months. My wife went to go pay my bill, and now I don't need this, whatever this smartphone stuff. It does the Google and the Maps and all that stuff. I went in there, and I said, I don't want this anymore. Oh, well, you can't change that. Why? Well, your wife's name is now on the contract because she had to go pay, and so some sales lady or something changed her my phone.
Yes.
And apparently she made a commission. And I said, I don't want this computer crud anymore. I just want to talk and text to my daughters and my wife and my grandkids.
Okay.
I don't want to say the name of the company if you don't want me to.
No, but who is the service provider for your phone?
Okay, I'll tell you. It's Verizon.
Okay.
My friend told me to switch there because he really, really likes it. His wife camps a lot way out in the woods, and they have great service. I used to have Sprint, and I wasn't crazy about them, but why can't I change my phone because my wife's name is on the contract?
All she has to do, all his wife has to do is tell them to put your name on there, too.
Correct.
That's all she has to do.
She needs to, if she'll call the Verizon 1-800 number, or actually if you will put, I think it's star 66 on the phone, it's not star 66, I believe you dial 666.
Maybe that's the voicemail or something. I don't know.
If you contact Verizon directly, either through the store or call her 1-800 number, and she can verify who she is, and she can have your name put on the account.
John, I got to tell you something. That's irritating. I had a credit card company that would not give me any information on my own credit card because they said it was in my wife's name. My wife has never... It was so... All it takes, though, is one call from your wife to say, listen... Here's his name, put him on, and that's it. From then on, you can do whatever you want to do. But she's going to have to tell them to include you, unfortunately.
Well, we were going to go there yesterday, but then we had another trip to the hospital. We're only like half mile away, so I'll drag her in there tonight and say, look it.
There you go.
This is the gal who is on the account. Put it back in my name, and I want to drop that computer part of the stuff. And I wonder, do you... guess how much it'll go down? It's like $55 a month now.
Depends on what you pay and whether you're contracted or month to month.
Yes. I have an old phone that I broke when I was in the hospital. It's got a cracked screen, but so I wonder if they're going to try to sell me a new phone.
Of course they'll try. Can I ask why you were in the hospital for 2 months? Is that too personal? No. Can I ask why you were in the hospital for 2 months? John?
Can you hear me now?
Yeah, I'm just curious, unless it's too personal. I'm curious, why were you in the hospital 2 months? I'm just curious.
I'm trying to dismiss some other phone call with this idiot phone. But, okay, so that's all I have to do is
have Lynn.
I don't think he's still heard you again.
John, can you hear me?
I can hear you now. Okay. There was somebody else trying to call me.
My question is, unless it's something too personal, why were you in the hospital 2 months? What happened?
A little bit of a brain accident.
I hope you're okay.
Yeah, I can walk again and everything's fine, but I don't need it. This phone and everything.
Yeah.
Actually, it was like a month and a half, not the full 2 months, but January and February.
One time, all your wife has to do is go, here, I'm authorizing his name, and that's it. And then from then on, you can do whatever you want. You can do whatever you want.
Okie dokie.
Okay, thank you. That is really irritating, and I've had that happen to me. And they won't talk to you. My mother-in-law, I pay her phone bill. Way back in the early stages, they would not. I said, I pay the bill. I bought the phone. I picked out the. They said, I'm sorry. It's in her. Her name is the name. And they just kept going on. They would not budge. So I had to go over to her house, sit there and have her on the phone with me, hand her the phone, and they said, are you Jerry Showmaker? She said, yes. Now, what's so stupid about it is she could have been anybody.
I know.
It could have been me changing my voice. And once she said, yes, that's me, oh, okay.
I know. They do that. They'll do that over the phone, but I think it's a good thing that they won't anybody in.
I get it.
But to do that, I'm Jerry.
But
okay.
For all their talk about security, yet they take my word for it. And tell them you're her.
I know. Yeah,
okay. It's me. Okay, thanks. Let's go to Lisa. Lisa, say hi to Jose Hernandez. Lisa?
What'd you say?
No, it's Brian.
I'm sorry, Brian. I hit the wrong button. Brian, say hi to Jose.
Hi, Jose. How are you?
I'm good, Brian. How are you?
I'm good. I guess I got a question to find out if I've been taken. We got a Netgear wireless router.
Yes.
I bought from a big box store. And our wireless in the last couple of days has I mean, it really hasn't been working. So I called my internet supplier, and they ran a check on my modem, and they said everything is good. I need to call Netgear. So I called Netgear, and they tell me that they need to make updates to my router, wireless router. But since it's over 90 days old, since I purchased it over 90 days, which has only been about 120 days, you know, there's a $100, $139 charge.
No, no. Whoa.
Yeah, I wouldn't give them any money. I'd take it back to the, well, actually, I'd call the big box store you bought it from.
Yeah.
And chat with their technical service people.
Okay.
And see what they recommend. Likely, you should be able to do the upgrades to it on your own.
By the way, first of all, Jose, the routers don't even cost $179.
No, they don't. You can get them very inexpensively for new ones.
Well, I've been on the phone with them for 2 hours, 2 days in a row, I still don't have no wireless. So...
I'm not the expert here. My advice, before I go through any more of that agony, just get a new router for $59 or something.
Well, take that one back.
I think I paid like $100 for it, because I got it, you know, and I thought, well, I better get a good one, you know, and of course, you know, 120, you know, 4 months later, it don't even work.
Dan's got a good idea. Have you tried taking it back?
Yeah, take it back and exchange it.
Okay. Yeah, I guess I'm going to do that.
Do that. Try that first. All right.
Okay.
All right, Brian.
Yep.
Thank you for listening. Sorry, I didn't mean to jump in. But,
no, you're fine. You're
sometimes
fine.
If I feel like I have an opportunity to look like I'm smarter than I really am, I like to take it.
It's only because
now,
you are smarter
this time,
than you
it,
there.
This time it is Lisa. Lisa, say hi to Jose.
Hi, Jose.
Hi,
thanks,
Lisa.
Thanks for doing this. I've got two questions for you. The first one is, should I upgrade update my phone? It keeps sending me update messages. Should I do that or
software?
Or no?
Software?
Yes, software.
Is it an iPhone or an Android phone?
It's an iPhone?
Yes, you should definitely upgrade your iPhone.
Okay, I'll do that. And then the second one is, I've been struggling with this for a while, and I sound stupid, but I can't find anybody else who knows how to do it either. But I can't get my pictures off the cloud, and I don't know whether to go to the AT&T store for help or go to the Apple store for help, or if there's some other place I should go that can show me how to do it.
Have you done a search on the interweb?
I did, and I followed those instructions, but it'll just spin. Like, I never get beyond a certain point.
Okay. Which is closer to you, the AT&T store or the Apple store?
I'm probably in the middle.
Okay, so here's a good question, and I'd like to know this. Jose, what where would you go, all things being equal to the same distance? Would you go to Apple or would you go to AT&T? My guess would be Apple.
I would actually probably consider going to the AT&T store because they still have a vested interest in keeping me as a customer.
Yeah, I'd do what he said.
Because if I have AT&T on my iPhone, I paid Apple once for the phone.
Right. But
I'm paying AT&T every month.
That's a good point. That's a good point.
And
ultimately, Lisa, if the AT&T store is not helpful, you'd certainly contact Apple.
Mm-hmm.
You might want to try calling the Apple store.
Okay.
As opposed to just going in, because it may be a very simple fix. The iCloud exists for that stuff, but I'm not familiar with it.
Yeah, they said that they can give you a training session.
Yeah, absolutely.
So
I can do that, but I have to work. It has to be in the evening. I have to come to your house like 10, 11 o'clock at night, and it's free.
So, how long is the training session for? A couple minutes?
Yeah.
Yeah,
20 minutes.
Yeah.
Frank's got a long list of folks waiting for training sessions, I'm sure. So
I wish.
I'll just probably wander over to Apple or AT&T. Thanks for the offer.
Okay. Thanks for that.
Wow.
Lisa, thank you for listening. We appreciate it.
All right. Thanks.
Okay.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
I don't think she likes you very much.
She shot you down.
No, you don't understand. She's fighting it.
Passive aggressive.
She's fighting it. This is Marianne. Marianne, say hi to Jose.
Hi, Jose.
Hello, Marianne.
I'm married in New York, and my brother-in-law said he would set up a computer or his phone or laptop or whatever and set it on Skype so we could watch it here at home in St. Charles County.
Yes.
We don't have to have a camera on our laptop to receive that.
No.
Do we?
No.
Do we have to be in an area with a Wi-Fi? Our family farm does not have a Wi-Fi connection. Is that needed?
No, you just need a connection to the internet and the Skype software on the machine you're going to use.
Sounds good. The Skype software, we can just download that from the internet, correct?
Absolutely, and it's free.
Sounds good. Thanks a lot.
All right.
You're welcome.
Marianne, thank you.
Bye.
And last today, but certainly not least, would be Dave. Dave, say hi to Jose.
Hey, Jose. Thanks for taking our call, gang.
You're welcome.
My question is, I'm wanting to dump my cable, and I've heard about the Fire Stick. But is there kind of like illegal types of Fire Sticks to purchase? This one that I've been, this one that I heard of sounds a little shady. So,
what is it you're trying to do with the Fire Stick?
Basically, just get all the channels and more channels that I'm paying for with cable. It's like a one-time fee, and this guy installs Fire Stick, and voila, you get all these, you know.
And were you channels. Introduced to him from a national ad or television ad or internet ad, or was this a
no,
friend of a friend?
From the friend of a friend.
Well, that'd be a little cautious.
Yeah, you know, I'm sure I'll be able to get porn, but I don't get into that, but, you know.
Or you know what it could be like, too, Dave? Every time I read a story about somebody trying to hire a hitman, they're yes. undercover cops. So maybe oh. this guy who's going to install this is actually an undercover...
I would do some more searching on the interweb, specifically okay. for Fire Stick, and find out what they're about before I'd go spend that money.
Sure. Okay, well... Thank you, then I'll be a little cautious.
Good right. luck.
Thank you, Dave.
Right.
What the heck is Fire Stick? What is that?
It's a USB device you plug into your laptop that has television channels in it. That
Really?
Yeah, it's along the lines of Hulu and Amazon when Amazon was free and Hulu, and I forget who the other providers were at the time.
Wow. Well, we're out of time. Theme music, please. There it is. I would say let's give a big round of thank you applause to Jose Hernandez. Thank you, Jose.
Thank you.
Here is Jose with his email address.
TechQuestions@KTRS.com.
There you go. He'll be back again next Monday. Brought to you by Window World. Please don't forget that. They are the original $189 window and the number one selling replacement window in the United States. Dan, do you want to introduce Tim?
Sure.
I can't do this. It's a union thing. I'm not allowed to do
no.
it. So here to introduce right. Tim is Dan.
Well, thank you, Frank. And... Tim Weiland is airborne now, checking traffic. Tim?
No, we're actually not airborne.
Oh,
now, our pilot
is... I mean, you look stupid.
Wow.
Put the union guy on instead.
I have to do the old helicopter sound.
Unskilled labor here.
No. The old airplane sound.
Yeah, you know, unfortunately, our pilot is caught in...
caught in traffic.
Yeah. Well, you know, they've shut down Highway 55 at Park, and they made all the traffic turn around and get off here at Park, and it's a mess right now. Northbound 55 is backed up a little bit north of Arsenal. You've got eastbound Highway 44. You're jammed up at Grand, and then you've got an accident on westbound 44 out at Pacific. Only the center lane is getting through. You're backed up to Allenton Six Flags. Let's see, this earlier accident, that's been cleared quite a while, but you have eastbound Highway 40 jamming up from, oh boy, it looks like right around Kings Highway now off to the Poplar Street Bridge. You have up in North County, eastbound Highway 270 slowing from about McDonald, that goes through 170, and then from New Florissant out through West Florissant, you've got a slow pocket there, and on westbound 70 from the Earth City Expressway through 5th Street, it is stop and go there. And this traffic report is brought to you by the Foundation for a Better Life. Winston Churchill's words stirred his country in the face of defeat. Today, they inspire us to reach for our own victories. Commitment, pass it on. From the Foundation for a Better Life at values.com. From the Vincent Mortgage Traffic Center, Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
All right. Thank you, Tim. I happen to know for a fact that Saturday night, Brady and Terry Young of Jerseyville, Illinois, bought themselves a new Equinox from Johnny Landoff Chevrolet. And now here's the man that owns the dealership that sold the Youngs their Equinox. Oh, and I might add their AM and the PM. John Landoff, everybody.
Oh, yeah.
How are you?
Good afternoon. Good afternoon. How is everyone doing today?
Let me check. How great. Are we doing?
Good.
Dan, how are you doing?
Great.
We're doing great, John.
That's fantastic. So good to hear. Oh, I'm doing good, too.
No, thanks.
How are you, John?
So sensitive.
Oh, I'm doing good. Thank you very much. Appreciate it. And, Dan, I get to see you and your adorable daughter tomorrow.
Yes, you do.
Service.
Yeah.
Awesome. That's fantastic. And we just had another great weekend. Another group of AM and the PM crowd. They're just absolutely the best. Thank you so much for having them come this way. And, you know, I got to tell you, my wife and I do listen to the yard sale on Saturdays.
Oh, it's a hoot.
It is a hoot.
It is.
It is a a riot. Some of those people are just adorable, you know? And that's just, I just got to compliment you. That's a great program. And then, Frankie, you know, I get to hear your voice, and it just makes me feel good inside.
That's nice. Thank you. I appreciate that.
Hey, let's talk about my buddy Robert McNeil. Purchased a 2016 Silverado pickup truck this weekend. Robert McNeil, AM in the PM.
Way to go, Robert. Yeah. Enjoy that truck. Robert McNeil.
And we already talked about, but you mentioned Brady Young and Terry Young.
Mm-hmm.
From Jerseyville, Illinois, not right around the corner, we had a young lady, Cheryl Sims, who lived in Jerseyville, who worked for us for over 20 years. And two-story, when her mother passed, my dad and I went out to Jerseyville, and we spent quite a bit of time there with she and the family, and we're driving back, and my dad goes, boy, son, this is a long drive, and she does this 5 days a week. And then a few years later, unfortunately, her other parent passed away, and we made that same drive again. Oops, sorry about that.
What the heck? What was
You've
that?
Got mail.
Boy, I haven't heard that
I've
sound
never heard
in 20 years. You're still using AOL over there?
No, that's just when someone leaves a voice message.
No, that's a guy that works there who stepped in his office and said, you got mail,
yeah.
And handed John the mail.
No, I just turned the volume down on my speaker. But in the middle of my story, my dad goes, you know, the second time in, unfortunately, 5 years, and we're going up, you know, to Cheryl Sims, I think her father's wake, and we're driving back. My dad goes, man, son, this is a long drive. I'm like, you said that every time. He goes, well, it really isn't. She's been here with us for 20-some-odd years. I think he ended up giving her a raise because he couldn't believe how far
well,
she
drove. Well, check this sure. out. I was Grand Marshal at a parade in Jerseyville.
Whoa.
That's right. And I was brought into town in a horse-drawn carriage.
Whoa.
Top that story.
Wow.
That's unbelievable.
Yeah.
Awesome. Wow. Did you have a cowboy hat on or anything?
I actually think I did. I don't remember, but I probably did. Jerseyville is one of those really nice, everybody's nice. I mean, I guess if you tried, there'd be somebody in town that's not nice, but those little towns like that, they're interesting to visit. We went to Kirkwood a couple of weeks ago and took our grandson to the Magic House. I forgot what a neat town Kirkwood is. What a great little community that is.
We don't live too far from Kirkwood. I agree. I again, some of the great things about this town that is, you know, we don't promote. I mean, North County. I love North County. It's where I was born and raised. My beautiful wife from Ferguson. I just cannot be prouder of where I grew up. And we talk about all these great restaurants here that I think I've taken you to most of them, Frank. You know, Hendel's and Rizzo's and Vincenzo's and the Ferguson Brew House and on and on and on and on. I mean, unbelievable great. But we were talking about our buddy Peroni's Pizza.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He was up here Friday. I bet we talked for over 30, 40 minutes.
Now here's something we can't figure out.
Rick is listening right now. He listens every day. He thinks that I'm a big part of the show, Frank.
Well, he couldn't be more right, John.
Rick's a great guy.
Here's something that we can't figure out. My wife and I cannot. When we went to Kirkwood a couple of weeks ago, this came up, and we cannot figure out how this happened. I met her in Belleville, Illinois. I worked in Belleville. She worked in Belleville. When we finally went out on a date, when I finally scratched up a little money, our first date was to go to a movie at the Kirkwood Cinema. Now, we have no idea how we ended up going to Kirkwood. It doesn't make any sense. From Belleville for a first date.
It was your first date?
First date. Kirkwood Cinema to see Oliver. A musical.
Oliver.
I hate musicals. I hate musicals.
Oh, but
that's when you were still trying to do whatever it
takes. Doing whatever
date.
It takes. And then we
some.
Went to John will remember Cyrano's, the greatest dessert.
Oh my goodness.
Went to Cyrano's for dessert, but we just cannot figure out why of all the places we went to the Kirkwood Cinema. I to this day I don't know why. But boy, I remember that Cyrano's. Whew. If you wanted to take a girl out and show her what dessert was supposed to be like. Cyrano's. And I can't remember their signature.
It's like Cherry's Jubilee or
That's
something?
What we had.
Or,
That's exactly what we had, Cherry's Jubilee. But they had a World's Fair Eclair. That was the big thing. World's Fair Eclair
Man.
Or Cherry's Jubilee. And we had, and then she told me years later, I didn't tell you that night, but I can't stand Cherry Jubilee. You know, they have to turn on
They
you.
Wait, yeah.
They wait, and then they turn on you.
Yeah. Wait till they have you locked in, and then they let you know.
And they hold that
over. Oh, yeah. Now that we're married, and I'll take half of everything if you leave me, I can tell you, I hate Cherry Jubilee. They're mean.
Do you really?
No, she did. She told me years later that she hated Cherry's Jubilee. And here I thought, all those years, it was a wonderful night, a great date, and little did I know, she choked down the Cherry's Jubilee that she didn't like.
The first date was the start of the decline.
Now that's
the
relationship. That's
right. John, what was your first date with Mimi? Where did you go? Do you know?
I do.
Where?
Casa Gerardo.
Coral Cords.
In Westport.
Oh, my goodness.
Casa in Gerardo.
Yeah, it's a right, it used to be right
it
down.
It was.
From your where the studio is.
Yeah.
It was down, you took the steps down below, and it's always super busy.
Now, was that the whole night, just dinner, and that was it? No show, no, just dinner at Casa?
Just dinner at the Casa and then back to her house.
And do you remember what time you got her back to her house?
Probably about 10:30, 11 o'clock.
Oh, what a gentleman.
Whoa.
What a gentleman.
Oh, believe me, yes, I was. I'm a lucky guy, man. Very, very, very lucky guy. You know, she drove up one day and just beat to death, 75 Oldsmobile Cutlass Supreme. I'd never seen her before in my life. She stared me down. And she was dropping Kitty off, who was working for us, you know, in the evenings as a receptionist and the cashier. And I said to Kitty, I'm like, this Kitty's, just a little bit younger than me. We're about the same age. I'm like, who's your girlfriend? I thought that was one of her girlfriends bringing her. She goes, you sicko, that's my little sister. And then I talked
sicko?
To my dad.
Why does that make you a sicko?
Well, because you're like,
she's not your sister. That would be sick.
What the heck?
Well, here's the fact. She was not even 17 yet. She was getting ready to turn 17. So then, this is a true story. I talked to my dad. I'm like, Kitty's going off to college. She's got a younger sister who's really smart.
Smart.
Now, if I'd have said, Kitty's got this little sister who is hot. They didn't have the term hot back in 1982 or 83. You know, I have said, if I'd have said she's really cute.
She was groovy.
And then your dad would have just said, oh, that's the only reason you wanted
her.
That was a good idea to say she was smart.
So now, Frank, you'll find it maybe harder. But back in the day, Mimi was kind of shy. And she's just absolutely drop dead gorgeous, but she's kind of shy. And so when she interviewed with my dad goes, son, she's kind of shy. She didn't talk much. I said, Dad, perfect. She won't talk to the salesman. She'll work. He goes,
whoa.
How old were you?
How were you?
We are 5 years and 4 months apart.
All right, so hang on. If she was 16, hold on. 5 years apart. So she was 16.
You were,
she was 17.
Yeah, you were 42.
We were 42 years old.
Wow.
And she was 16. That sounds kind
that
of
was
sick.
That
was a little bit weird. I think she's kind of shy now. I think she's still kind of shy.
She's adorable. She's adorable. But, hey, let's talk. First of all, say hi to Mark Thornton. He's in here going over some deals. Mark, one of our top managers at Johnny Long Duff Chevrolet.
How are you, Danny?
You know, just to change things up, let's not say hi to him.
Okay.
You know? Let's just not talk to him.
Is that nice? Oh, so wait a minute. Who is Mark, you're the one taking care of you.
I'm kidding.
I'll say hi to Mark.
Say that again, Mark.
I saw Dan the other day, and he was all hugs and kisses and smiling.
Oh, yeah.
On the show, he showed me his new phone. He's got a big phone now.
Oh, yeah.
Mark, your wife works there, right?
She does, sir. Yes.
Yeah, because I was in the service department, and I saw, and I think I said, hey, who's that? And then they kind of shut me down. But that's Mark Thornton's wife. Mm-hmm. Like, how dare you?
He's jealous.
Yeah, so I cooled
stay away
right
from
there,
her.
But,
and here's Christy. No. That's all right. She's, she loves to meet new people and, make everyone's dreams come true with a new automobile.
Christy calls me honey.
Yeah, well,
and Mark doesn't have a problem with it.
No,
that's a good story.
Right now, Dan.
Yeah.
Do you think Mark, she would call Frank honey?
Sugar.
There you go. Gotta change it up a little bit.
You don't hear that every day.
let's talk about an unbelievable deal on a Corvette convertible.
Let's do it.
Stock number C-Charlie-6-1203, MSRP 78860. $15,300.
Hang on. 70, how much is the sticker? 72 what?
I'm going to give you the price. Don't worry.
No, it's no.
63.5. So that's exactly $15,360 off. That's $63,500 for a 2016 Corvette convertible. If my dad was around right now, he'd probably punch me. This is crazy. $63,500 for a brand new 2016 Corvette, brand new 2016 Corvette convertible. And if you think that's crazy,
that is crazy.
2016 Suburban.
Hmm.
T-6-1219, MSRP 75620.
Whoa.
$15,000.
Hey, that thing better be, that must be loaded. I mean, it's
loaded.
It's got to be.
It's an LTZ. Yeah. So the sale price is $60,620. Now let's make it $59,900.
You're crazy. Dropping the price even as we speak.
What are they pumping through the vents here? That's something. There must be some kind of crazy stuff coming through here at Johnny Law and Doug Chevrolet.
I'm shaking my head at it.
Huh?
I'm shaking my head at it. That's
The good news is they're cutting prices. Bad news is, Mark, you're taking a pay cut.
Yeah.
He's not.
I'm kidding.
That is not true.
John takes good care.
Yeah.
But, no, just had a great weekend, and just always great to be on the air with you kids. I mean, yours is unbelievable, you know, and what you do for us, I can't thank you enough. And thank you enough, and even if you make fun of me once in a while, that's okay.
As long as we sell cars, it doesn't matter.
If you sell cars, you can talk about my nose all you want.
See, did we ever mention the nose?
No,
we never mentioned his nose. No, we weren't. In fact, you know what? Just before the show today, we had a little brief meeting, and I said, "You guys, let's just never make fun of his nose again."
Yeah.
Remember that meeting?
Yeah.
And then here you do it.
We said it's not that big.
I just said I feel bad. I don't think it's nice.
Yeah,
and you guys agreed.
Yeah.
And then he does it.
Yeah.
So, we've changed.
Throws it right out there.
We're different.
You changed?
Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm. We changed.
Sure.
We're changing our ways.
Yep.
We decide.
So next time you say anything, you know, bad about me, I can deduct it off of your invoice.
Well, yeah, because it's not going to happen. We're different people now. We turned a corner. Mm-hmm.
We've gone to counseling.
Yep. What's that? What is your phone number, by the way?
314-837-1800. 314-837-1800. 24/7, 365 at lawndop.com.
All right. Mark, nice talking to you.
Good talking to you guys. Have a great day, everybody.
Right. Well, late tonight.
All right. Keep doing what you're doing, and we'll keep sending people, okay?
Thank you very much.
Hi, John.
Have a good night.
Okay, good night. Bye-bye. There he goes, John Londo.
Good night.
Now, it's not, why couldn't you wish somebody
well, I guess you
a
could good, say good night.
It's the future. Good night tonight. I hope you have a good night. You can do that now. I don't even know how long, Window World has been a big part of this station, actually. Not just this show, the station. And they're a rock solid, very supportive advertiser. And all we ask to keep that going is that you support Window World by at least looking at what they have to offer, their windows. Unlike some of these people I hear on the radio who make it sound like there's only one place to buy something and that this is the best in the world, there are other places to buy windows, and there are other prices, and they're usually higher. So all we're going to ask you to do is this. Take a look at what Window World has to offer. They'll come out, they'll show you everything, and then you decide if it doesn't make all the sense in the world to pay $189 for a window that's more than likely going to do everything you need that window to do. Now, if you want the transference of heat to be gone, and they have all that, they have the upgraded stuff, they do that. But what put them on the map is the fact that they sold a window of this quality for $189, not just in the beginning, but they continue to. You know, you introduce something, you get it on the market, and then you raise the price. They didn't do that. They could have. I think they could have. And they still sell windows. Now, still $189, whether you buy one or you buy 100. Still a lifetime warranty that covers the labor, the glass breakage, all that stuff, everything. And still has the Good Housekeeping seal of approval. And when I say still has it, once you get it, you don't keep it forever. you have to reapply and get signed off again by the Good Housekeeping folks, because they know how it would work. If they gave you the seal of approval, then you cut the quality of the product. You're not going to keep the seal of approval. They make sure of that. So when you look at everything you get for $189, this is easy. This is an easy decision. And then add to that, throw on top of that the fact that they're really very charitable. They've given hundreds of thousands of dollars to St. Jude Children's Hospital. Window World. You can find out a whole lot more at windowworldst.louis.com, or you can call 314-993-1800. Window World.
Meet me.
Whether he's in the air or he's on the ground, he is the most accurate traffic reporter in the history of the world, Tim Weiland.
Give me a shovel, please. Excuse me, we do have a mess downtown. You've got Highway 55 completely shut down before the Poplar Street Bridge. All traffic being diverted to Park. Now, people are bailing out also on getting off at Russell and taking it down to Broadway. North Broadway is jammed up. Shoto, 7th Street, Tucker. It's a mess downtown. If you're coming in on eastbound 44, it's a solid parking lot now west of Grand. You are looking at same thing on eastbound Highway 40. It is right around a little bit east of Kings Highway that's jammed all the way to the Poplar Street Bridge. If you're on eastbound Highway 70, you're jammed from Salisbury through the Depress section. That continues on southbound 55 past this overturned tractor trailer. Now, they cleared the accident that was on westbound Highway 44 at Pacific. You're still running slow from Six Flags out through Pacific. It's just pockets now. You have an accident on southbound 270 near Gravois that's got a right lane block, which is actually that Gravois exit lane, but traffic is backed up to Highway 44. The other southbound 270 is jamming up from Olive down through Doherty Ferry. Northbound 170, that's jammed from St. Charles Rock Road up through Airport Road. This traffic report is brought to you by Mothers Against Drunk Driving. Drunk driving is 100% preventable, 100% of the time. Help them create a future of no more victims at MADD.org. That's MADD.org. From the Vincent Mortgage Traffic Center, Tim Weiland of the Big 550 KTRS.
KTRS Traffic Center is brought to you by Vincent Mortgage, 314-839-9999, NMLS number 225095. Thursday, August 18th, join us for the Nestle Purina Radiothon to support the St. Louis Men's Group Against Cancer on KTRS. Listen for details.
It's always wet and damp. Your foundation is cracked too. Call Woods Basement Systems. We'll fix that basement for you.
If you have a wet basement, foundation, or crawl space problem, you are not alone. Woods Basement Systems has repaired problems like these for 30 years. We raise sunken patios. We straighten bowing basement walls. We seal inefficient dirt crawl spaces and stop leaking basements. We remodel and finish basements too. Call 866-581-1081 for your free estimate today. That's 866-581-1081 or online at woodsbasementsystems.com.
Come rain or come shine, call Woods Basement Systems. We are Woods, we fix basements for your peace of mind.
Find us online at woodsbasementsystems.com.
Each franchise, independently owned and operated, offer good on selected product at participating franchises only. Some restrictions may apply. Ask for details.
You're going to love this house. It just came on the market. It's gorgeous inside. Here we are. Oh my gosh, look at this room. The window coverings are stunning. It's straight out of a magazine.
Isn't it incredible? The best part? They didn't even hire a decorator. Budget Blinds did it all.
Budget Blinds?
Yep, Budget Blinds. They'll give you a free in-home consultation, do all the measuring and installation, and give you the best warranty in the industry.
I'll take it.
The house?
No, the number for Budget Blinds.
Right now, it's the biggest sale of the year at Budget Blinds. Call now to schedule your free in-home consultation and receive incredible savings, promotions, and upgrades, including free invisible tilt on shutters. There's never been a better time to get the decor of your dreams. But hurry, the biggest sale of the year ends soon. Call your locally owned Budget Blinds. 1-800-370-2717. That's 1-800-370-2717. 1-800-370-2717.
KTRS Traffic Center is brought to you by Vincent Mortgage. 314-839-9999. NMLS number 225095.
Mizzou fans, football season is almost here, and the Tigers are rolling out ticket mini plans to fit your schedule for the 2016 season. Available now are mini plans where you can choose any 3, 4, or 5 games on the schedule, including Georgia and Arkansas. These mini plans allow Tiger fans to purchase only the games they're able to attend for a discounted price. You can order or get more information on these great mini plans by logging on to MUTigers.com or by calling 1-800-CAT-PAWS. We'll see you at the zoo.
This is Chad Bond, midfielder for St. Louis FC. Last year, you sold out our stadium time and time again. This year, we will take that fight to the field. We represent St. Louis. We fight for St. Louis. We fight for you. Because in a family, we fight for each other. This quest is bigger than any one of us. This is our city. This is All Flow One.
St. Louis FC, presented by Mercy, takes on the Sacramento Republic on Saturday, August 13th at 7:30 p.m. For tickets, visit stlouisfc.com.
Weekday mornings at 6:35. Scott Crothers from Stifel Nicolaus with insights on the markets and investing. And for your own personal financial review, call him at 314-292-6201 and listen weekday mornings at 6:35 here on the Big 550 KTRS.
Thanks to the guy who called earlier for reminding me. I will be able to tell in the Playhouse coming up the joke that I told the graduating class in Mulberry Grove, Illinois, that caused the teacher to hate me so much. I will tell that joke. I cannot believe he remembered that. And I haven't told it for 3 or 4 years, so that's coming up in the Playhouse. Right now, it's just time to remind you of the name of the single longest-running advertiser we have on this show. This company has advertised on this show for 24 and a half years, 52 weeks a year without a break, American Equity Mortgage. How about that? And they're doing well. I'd like to think part of the reason they're doing well is because of you folks, all of you who over the last 24 and a half years, long before we even came here, called them and said, hey, I'm AM and the PM. I'd like to talk to you about a mortgage. Or I'm AM and the PM, and I'd like to talk to you, Mr. Mrs. American Equity Mortgage, about a home equity loan or a bill consolidation loan, because I'm a homeowner. And I understand that using that equity is a smart way to borrow money. And they'd say, yes, it is. Come on in. They've done an awful lot for a lot of people over the last 24 and a half years and saved them a lot of money. Don't borrow money the stupid way. Borrow with the low interest rate. Use that equity. And a mortgage? Of course they can help you with that. American Equity Mortgage. AmericanEquity.com. 5 o'clock. Big 550.
From ABC News.